This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Outgoing Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings says Big D has its swagger back. The mayor issued his final State of the City address yesterday. With 6 months left in his final term, Mike Rawlings sat down for a conversation with Rudy Bush with the Dallas Morning News. Rawlings took office in 2011 with experience as a business executive and city appointee helping the homeless. To lead everyone, he said he needed a vision.
And I knew organizations, when you set kind of visions for them, you need to understand what their DNA is and then figure out some card up your sleeve, some game changer that nobody had thought about.
Rawlings said the first part was simple. Modern Dallas is a business town, Big D, based on bigger-than-life leaders like Ross Perot, Herb Kelleher, Stanley Marcus.
We have Jerry Jones and Mark Cuban, and it's kind of this swagger that was out there. And I felt that we had lost a little bit of that, okay?
Rawlings says he stressed education working with the Dallas School District, and he pushed economic development south of the Trinity River, calling the effort Grow South. People told him his speech during the 50th anniversary of President Kennedy's assassination helped erase Dallas's nickname as the City of Hate. Rawlings said early on he decided to partner with other leaders like Fort Worth Mayor Betsy Price instead of fighting with them.
She and I got together the week after we both got elected, and we said, we got to stop this feuding and work together. And ever since then, we've been kissing cousins, okay?
Rawlings hopes Dallas's next mayor continues that cooperative relationship because it benefits North Texas. The mayor also praised the Dallas police and its leaders, with whom he worked closely through the July 7th downtown shootings 2 years ago. He said he helped fix the department's troubled pension system, though it was a struggle. Through it all, Rawlings says he accomplished what he set out to do.
I think we got our swagger back.
Bill Zeeble, KERA News.